This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In the broad, dry Serengeti Desert, more than 3 million members of the ancient Maasai tribe maintain the lifestyle that has changed little through recent decades.
It's about 1.9 million in Tanzania and maybe 1.6 million in Kenya. In the whole of East Africa, it's the only tribe that has kept their culture very much alive to this date.
But the modern world is closing in on them, says Elias Morandot, a tribal elder from the village of Arkaria in Tanzania, who is currently visiting California to spread the word about their situation. Guided by the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the national government of Tanzania has adopted a 15-year plan to eliminate poverty by 2025. That plan, however, leaves little room for the nomadic Maasai people, now more accurately known as pastoralists, to sustain their traditional way of life.
Pastoralists were left with many questions because such a model does not address our own needs. It is Western-based, it is not pastoral-friendly, and pastoralism is not necessarily about production. It is about a livelihood system which is keeping millions of people alive.
The Maasai's historic lifestyle is one of harmony with the limited natural resources available to them. But Morandot explains that requires far-ranging movement so those resources are not exhausted.
Pastoralism is a system that depends on three main natural resources. These are trees, these are grasses, this is water, salt licks. Both livestock and wildlife depend on this. And a major strategy to utilize those natural resources is mobility. And this is one thing that government doesn't want, because the Western strategies are suggesting zero movement almost.
The livestock, cattle, goats, and pigs, that represents the people's most important assets, must also migrate to survive. But the pastoralist Maasai have also developed long-standing symbiotic relationships with the wildlife of the region, the elephants, zebras, wildebeest, the big cats, and others. This has made them informal custodians and part of the attraction at such major tourism sites as the Ngorongoro Crater, Serengeti National Park, and the Maasai Mara Game Reserve. Elias fears, however, that the government does not recognize or appreciate the importance of his indigenous people to those nature-based attractions.
If you want to see Serengeti in the many years to come, if you want to see Ngorongoro many years to come, if you want to see Maasai Mara, it is only possible if you have the Maasai. It is these pastoral groups who have kept things the way they are. If you hurt them, you have hurt the entire ecosystem, which is dependent on them.
Beyond that, Morandot notes that his people have survived an arid and difficult climate for many generations and can share their experiences with other areas now confronting the rigors of climate change.
The Maasai have strategies. They have coped with this for ages. All you need to do is to provide space for them to also share their knowledge, their experiences, their skills, to become part of a global community that is addressing global problems today.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.